Imagine just for a second that your birth certificate isn't actually, you know, a record of your existence.
Right.
Imagine that it's actually a corporate stock option, written in all capital letters, traded on the open market to fund national debt.
All based on some papal decree from the 13th century?
Exactly. I mean, it sounds completely like the plot of a sprawling science fiction novel,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Well, today we're going to explore exactly why a massive and growing number of people believe that is our actual reality. Welcome. On behalf of the Great Awakening Report, we are absolutely thrilled you're joining us today for this deep dive.
We really are.
Yeah, we're unpacking the Awakening of the Sleeping Giant weekly report for the week of July 20th, 2026.
And it is great to be here. Honestly, if you listening to this right now have been feeling like the global news cycle is just, well, moving at light speed, you are definitely not alone.
Oh, definitely not alone. And that's why our mission today is to look way beyond those daily kind of frantic mainstream headlines. We are here to explore the larger signals, the underlying patterns, and the hidden threads that are actually shaping our world.
Right, the stuff beneath the surface.
Exactly. And just a quick reminder for you before we get rolling, if you are a subscriber, there are accompanying audio reviews available. It's just another really convenient way for you to explore all of this week's content while you're on the go. But today, we have got a lot of ground to cover.
We certainly do. And I think the core premise of this week's report is something that fundamentally shifts how we need to, view our reality.
Also.
Well, the prevailing theme across all these independent sources is that we are no longer waiting for a return to normal. I mean, that era is over.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Completely. Instead, we are entering an era of continuous adaptation. The global system is under immense compression. It's not just one single crisis threatening to break things.
Right, it's not just a single localized event
Yeah.
anymore.
Exactly. It's the fact that multiple overlapping pressures are happening simultaneously. We're talking about geopolitics, extreme climate shifts, suppressed technological leaps, and, massive economic strain all colliding at the exact same time.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because when you say a system under compression, the report makes it very clear that this stress is incredibly physical right now.
Yes, very
We're
physical.
talking about massive physical choke points squeezing the globe. So let's start with the geopolitical energy map. The Strait of Hormuz is functionally closed following those strikes between the U.S. and Iran.
Right.
And a key bridge linking Bandar Abbas to Shiraz has been completely destroyed. So we aren't just talking about a temporary hiccup in shipping here, are we?
No, we really aren't. Because in the past, the global system had shock absorbers, right? Like global oil buffers previously sat at around 400 million excess barrels.
Wow, 400 million.
Yeah, but today, those buffers are described in the report as being close to nothing.
Close to nothing.
The padding is entirely gone. I mean, the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve is at its lowest level since 1983.
Wait, 1983.
Yep.
And it's not just the U.S. or the Middle East feeling this, right? Because the report mentions Russia. And if I'm reading this correctly, Russia, which is arguably one of the biggest energy giants on the planet, is having to ask India for gasoline.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that even happen?
Well, it happens because their infrastructure is being actively degraded. I mean, gasoline production in Russia has dropped 35% due to targeted drone strikes on their refineries.
35%. That's
It's
huge.
massive. When one of the world's primary energy producers can't even refine its own crude oil into usable fuel and, has to beg an importing nation like India for help, that tells you the global energy padding isn't just thin, it is non-existent.
Man. And then, as if that weren't enough, we have President Trump's proposed 20% tariff on all cargo shipped through the strait under that reinstated naval blockade.
Right, tightening the squeeze.
So the energy pathways are effectively choking. But then, layered right on top of that geopolitical mess, you have the planet itself reacting. We have this super El Nino shattering record left and right.
Yeah, and we need to look at the extremes of this weather too. The report highlights temperatures hitting 115 degrees in places like Glendive and Miles City, Montana.
In Montana.
I know. And meanwhile, you've got a 1-in-1,000-year rainfall hitting Missouri, where the Black River reached 28.7 feet.
28.7 feet. And then out west, Lake Powell is nearing what they call a dead pool elevation of 3,370 feet.
Which is terrifying.
It is. For those who don't know, dead pool doesn't just mean the water is low, it means the water is physically too low to flow through the dam. The hydroelectric turbines just stop spinning.
Right.
And if it hits that, it threatens the water supply and the power grid for millions of people.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, you really start to see why this is a system under profound compression. You have closed maritime trade routes completely bottlenecking our energy supplies.
Right.
Now, remember how modern agriculture works? The production of nitrogen fertilizer, which, you know, sustains about half the global population, is deeply dependent on natural gas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and much of that gas flows right through that closed Strait of Hormuz.
So the energy crisis is actually a fertilizer crisis in disguise.
Exactly. When you combine an energy choke point with historic agricultural disruptions from this super El Nino, a global food and energy crisis is virtually guaranteed.
Jeez.
The report actually compares the potential agricultural fallout to the 1877 to 1878 El Nino, and that event led to the deaths of an estimated 50 million people globally. The convergence of these events is the real crisis.
Okay, and I want to push back on this a little bit. Aren't these just cyclical events?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, we've had wars in the Middle East before. We've had bad El Ninos before. I'm trying to picture this dynamically. To use an analogy, it feels like we're looking at a patient, the global economy, and saying, well, they have a history of high blood pressure. But what this report is suggesting is that right now, the Earth's circulatory system is suffering a massive heart attack with the global crop failures. And someone has applied a tight tourniquet around its neck with the Hormuz closure at the exact same time.
That is a brilliant way to visualize it. It's the simultaneous nature of these events that removes our ability to absorb the shock.
Right.
In the past, if a breadbasket region failed, another region had a bumper crop. If one energy route slowed down, reserves covered the gap.
The heart could pump harder to bypass the tourniquet.
Precisely. But with the buffers completely depleted and the shocks happening concurrently, the system just can't compensate. And that physical bottleneck cascades immediately down the supply chain right into the economy.
Which brings us directly to the listener's wallet. I mean, if you're listening to this and wondering why your grocery bill seems to have literally doubled, it's not just local inflation.
No.
It's this exact intersection of the Hormuz blockade and the El Nino crop failures hitting you at the checkout line. The squeeze is incredibly real.
It is the physical manifestation of those choke points.
Yeah.
And the numbers in the report are stark.
They really are. Look at this. The report points out a standard 28-item Target grocery order. In 2020, that basket cost $64.50.
Okay.
Today, in 2026, that exact same order is $158.30.
That's just wild.
And the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan is $5,408. 66% of Americans now find groceries simply unaffordable. Two-thirds of the country can't afford to eat normally.
And this specific economic pain is what is fracturing the old financial system. Because when a system can no longer provide basic affordability for the vast majority of its participants, the psychological anchor breaks.
People lose faith.
Exactly. Capital, and more importantly, public belief, begins to migrate away from centralized institutions. They start searching for alternative models that actually promise fairness.
And the report highlights some massive alternative financial narratives that are gaining serious traction because of this exact migration of belief. It discusses the activation of Nasara and Jessera.
Right.
And for those who might need a refresher, these acronyms stand for the National and Global Economic Security and Reformation Acts. In this framework, they represent a complete wiping of the debt slate and a total overhaul of the banking system.
Correct. And tied directly to that is the transition to what's called a quantum financial system, or QFS.
Right, the QFS.
Yeah, and this isn't based on fiat currency, you know, money printed out of thin air. The report notes this new system is backed by precious metals, with gold currently soaring to $4,069 an ounce.
It also heavily highlights the cryptocurrency XRP as allegedly replacing the SWIFT banking system. Now, SWIFT is the legacy messaging network that traditional banks use to securely send money across borders.
Right, the old guard.
Yeah. But the claim here is that XRP is replacing it, noting that the XRP ledger now holds over $4.11 billion in tokenized real-world assets. And actually, I want to pause here for a second.
Sure.
Because we are getting into some incredibly deep politically and financially charged alternative theories here.
Very charged, yes.
Yeah, so just as a reminder to you listening, our job today on the Great Awakening Report isn't to endorse these viewpoints. We aren't financial advisors.
Yes, we're not.
And we aren't telling you what to believe about Nesra or global currencies.
Right.
Our mission is to impartially unpack the independent research and alternative signals provided in the report, just so you can understand the broader ideas shaping public consciousness right now.
And that's a crucial distinction. The signal here isn't about giving financial advice. It's about observing a profound psychological shift toward decentralization and sovereignty.
Yeah.
People are looking for systems that cannot be manipulated by centralized banking cartels or just, you know, inflated away by politicians. The surging interest in a gold-backed quantum financial system or a decentralized ledger like XRP reflects a deep fundamental desire for transparency.
They want a fair game.
Exactly. People want mathematical fairness in finance to replace a system that many feel is inherently corrupt and designed to just extract their wealth.
And speaking of feeling like the system is rigged to extract wealth, we have to talk about the straw man concept.
Oh, yes. This is a big one.
The sources outline this deeply rooted legal theory regarding the secret treaty of 1213 and maritime admiralty law. The claim here is that citizens have legally been treated as corporate entities called straw men, which is why your name is written in all capital letters on official documents like your passport or driver's license.
It's an incredibly complex historical framework. I mean, the theory suggests that the legal system we interact with daily is not actually common law, but rather the law of the sea.
Admiralty law.
Right, admiralty law and commerce. It posits that human beings are treated as maritime salvage.
Right, and that your birth certificate is essentially traded as a stock option on the open market to fund the national debt.
Exactly. The narrative claims there is a trinity of control managing humanity as assets or collateral within a giant global trust.
Okay, the trinity of control. Break that down.
So the Vatican handles the spiritual collateral, London handles the financial collateral, and Washington, D.C. provides the military enforcement of these contracts.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. If the entire global system is actually based on an 800-year-old maritime admiralty legal structure, and our identities are essentially corporate collateral tied up in this ancient hidden trust.
Yeah.
How does a modern decentralized digital currency like XRP actually untangle that? I mean, logistically, how do you code your way out of a 13th century papal decree?
That is the most important question to ask here. How does the mechanism actually work? Well, within the framework of these alternative narratives, the transition to XRP or a quantum financial system isn't just about swapping out dollars for digital tokens.
Okay.
It is about a fundamental legal reset.
Explain that. How does computer code reset the law?
Because an ancient corrupt trust relies entirely on hidden ledgers and shadow accounting to treat human identities as collateral. I mean, you have to be able to hide the books.
Right, you need secrecy.
Exactly. The implementation of systems like DeSara and the quantum financial system are described as the mechanism for liquidating that global trust through absolute transparency.
Ah, I see.
A system running on a decentralized ledger like XRP makes shadow accounting mathematically impossible. You just can't hide a fraudulent 13th century contract on a public immutable blockchain.
So the sunlight of the code essentially destroys the shadow of the trust.
Exactly. The technology forces disclosure and renders the old contracts null and void because they were based on fraud, secrecy, and a complete lack of informed consent.
Wow. So the transparency of the blockchain is what breaks the maritime contract. It's a complete paradigm shift from being a citizen managed by a corporation to being a mathematically verified sovereign individual.
Precisely.
And this idea of reclaiming sovereignty doesn't just stop at finance, does it? It naturally leads right into the report's exploration of other allegedly suppressed systems, specifically in health, energy, and hidden human history. We're entering what the report calls the era of disclosure.
Yes, because when you start pulling on the thread of systemic control in global finance, it inevitably leads to questions about what else has been kept from the public to maintain that control.
Right. If they can hide the true nature of money, what else is hidden?
Exactly. The report dives into some extraordinary claims regarding suppressed technologies that would upend major industries.
Yeah, let's look at the health sector first. The report discusses medbeds, linking them back to Dr. Vlail Keznachev's 1970s Soviet experiments.
Right, the biophoton research.
Yeah. He supposedly proved that living cells actually communicate via biophotons, which are ultra-weak light emissions. And this research allegedly led to the creation of the MIR device.
Right.
A frequency-based medbed that could heal the body using precise frequencies of light. But the report claims this technology was confiscated by the CIA during Operation Winter Harvest in 1991 when the Soviet Union collapsed.
And what's fascinating here is the intersection of documented science and hidden history. I mean, we know that photobiomodulation, which is the use of specific wavelengths of light to stimulate cellular healing, is a real documented and rapidly advancing scientific field today.
Right. It's used in laser therapy and advanced dermatology all the time.
Exactly. But the narrative goes much further. It suggests that the ultimate realization of this science device is capable of dramatic, rapid cellular regeneration has been fully operational for decades.
But kept hidden by an elite class to maintain a highly profitable medical industrial complex that, you know, treats symptoms rather than curing disease.
Exactly. Why cure the patient in a day with light frequency when you can sell them pharmaceuticals for a lifetime?
Man, and it's the exact same pattern when we look at the energy sector. The report details the story of Stanley Meyer. In the 1990s, he built a dune buggy that ran entirely on water.
Yeah, the water fuel cell.
Right. He claimed his water fuel cell technology used resonant frequencies to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. So instead of using massive amounts of electricity to split the molecules, he allegedly used resonant frequencies. Kind of like a singer shattering a wine glass by hitting the exact right pitch.
Right, using almost no power.
Exactly. But he died suddenly under highly mysterious circumstances. And the report claims that the U.S. Patent Office, under the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951, is currently hiding over 5,000 alternative energy patents to protect the fossil fuel empire.
This is a perfect example of what we might call the monopoly of truth.
The monopoly of truth. I like that.
Yeah, because information warfare isn't just about hackers taking down a power grid or spreading political rumors on social media. It is much deeper and more systemic. Think of it like a smartphone's operating system.
Okay.
If you control the core operating system, you don't need to censor individual apps. You just make it impossible for them to be installed in the first place.
Wow. Why, yeah.
That's what keeping 5,000 patents secret does. It controls the operating system of human progress. It dictates what humanity believes is scientifically, medically, and historically possible. If you can convince the world that energy is inherently scarce, you can control the global economy.
And they apply that exact same monopoly of truth to our history and our reality itself. I mean, the report mentions the Vatican secret archives, 53 miles of shelving holding stolen human history.
53 miles.
It even mentions a device called the Chronovisor that could allegedly tune into etheric frequencies to view past historical events like a television. And it brings up a 1909 Arizona Gazette article by an explorer named G.E. Kincaid. He described finding a 50,000-person Egyptian citadel hidden deep under the Grand Canyon, complete with artifacts, which the Smithsonian allegedly swooped in and covered up.
Yeah, the Smithsonian cover-up.
The report even claims that the International Space Station is actually an underwater set filmed at the Neutral Buoyancy Lab in Houston using green screens and scuba divers.
Mm.
But I have to ask a grounding question here.
Go for it.
We are talking about massive operations. How do you hide a 50,000-person underground city in one of the most visited national parks on Earth? Or keep 5,000 revolutionary energy patents secret for decades without someone somewhere blowing the whistle?
Well, it's the ultimate question of scale and containment, right? How does the conspiracy not collapse under its own weight?
Exactly.
The counterargument presented in these narratives is that people have blown the whistle. Stanley Meyer blew the whistle. G.E. Kincaid blew the whistle. The Soviet scientists blew the whistle. But their voices are systematically marginalized, discredited, or literally silenced by the institutions that control the mainstream flow of information.
So it's not that there are no leaks. It's that the leaks are painted as fringe lunacy.
Precisely. And the report points to the concept of predictive programming in Hollywood to explain how the public is manipulated.
Right, predictive programming.
The theory suggests that the elite actually show us the truth in movies and media to desensitize us. They hide the truth in plain sight while maintaining plausible deniability.
So by the time a whistleblower comes forward with a water-powered car or an underground city, the public subconsciously dismisses it because, oh, they saw that in a sci-fi movie.
Exactly. The argument is that the cover-up relies heavily on compartmentalization, where no one worker knows the full picture, and a heavily engineered consensus reality that just mocks anyone who steps outside the approved narrative.
It is an incredible amount of information to process. I mean, we are looking at a world where the physical bottlenecks of energy and food are creating intense, undeniable economic pressure.
Right.
And that pressure is fracturing trust in our financial systems, which is leading people to discover completely alternative narratives about our laws, our health, our history, and even our fundamental reality.
Let's summarize the week's most important signals, patterns, and threads from the Awakening the Sleeping Giant report. We are witnessing the undeniable physical convergence of geopolitical blockades, like the Strait of Hormuz, with extreme climate anomalies testing the limits of our infrastructure.
A massive squeeze.
Right. And this physical squeeze is driving a massive financial restructuring as the old debt-based systems buckle under inflation. Simultaneously, as trust breaks down, we are seeing the surfacing of deeply suppressed alternative narratives regarding sovereign law, frequency-based technology, and hidden history. The overarching signal across all these sources is that stability now requires continuous adaptation. The pressure isn't just a passing storm. It is the new operating environment for humanity.
So what does this all mean for you, listening to this right now? Well, it means that your awareness, your discernment, and your mental resilience are the absolute most valuable skills you can cultivate in this moment.
Absolutely.
On behalf of the Great Awakening Report, we want to thank you for being part of this community and taking this journey with us. We know these topics are complex, and frankly, exploring the idea that our history or financial system might be a fabricated construct can sometimes seem a bit challenging or, you know, overwhelming.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But remember, the goal of independent research and understanding these larger patterns isn't to create fear. It is to provide clarity. When you can clearly see the systems at play, you can navigate them with gratitude, with patience, and with hope. Trust your intuition above all else.
And as we close out this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over, building on everything we've discussed today.
Let's hear it.
If those 1970s Soviet biophoton experiments were actually right, if our cells literally communicate and heal through light frequencies, and if our historical and financial identities are finally waking up from centuries of corporate maritime fiction, what happens when human consciousness fully realizes it has the power to program its own reality rather than just blindly reacting to the script it was handed by a centralized authority?
Well, it makes you look at the world and your own potential in a completely different light. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us today. Be sure to check out the audio reviews if you want to explore further, and we will see you next time.